Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
The Nottingham Forest Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. As that brings us in, it is the Forest Takeover for the next 30 minutes. And this is going to be a brilliant Forest Takeover. Why? Not only is it the show that you can have your say, you can tweet us tonight, you can call us, tweet us at Love Sport Radio, or call us 0208 70 20 558. Not just that, there has been plenty of Forest news. News only in the last hour or so that they have signed someone. They have signed the defender from Brighton in the Premier League. We're going to get onto that in just a little second. But also, beating Brentford this week in what was an absolute huge win for Forest against another playoff contender. Well, I am now joined, as I always am, by Chris Burton from Nottingham Forest News. Chris, really good to get you on. And really good to get you on at a time when there is this almost breaking news of sorts. I'm sure you knew about this for ages ago. You know, you're the man in the know when it comes to Forest. But before we get onto that Brentford win, they've signed him from Brighton. Bong, what are you making of it?
I think it's a good move. I think with Chima having gone earlier in the day, there was an obvious need to get somebody else in at left back to provide a bit of depth in that position. And someone with both Championship and Premier League experience, international experience.
Yeah, World Cup.
He ticks a lot of boxes.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, by the sounds of it, it was a left-field move. You obviously had some outgoings, but one with a lot of experience, definitely in the higher leagues as well. Hopefully, Nottingham Forest will be there next year. You know, how pleased were you in the sense of how quickly, if it was fresh, how quickly the club acted?
I think it's a good sign, yeah, because the Chima talk had sort of dragged on for a while, and people didn't really know what to make of it because he'd signed a two-year contract when he came in. It looked good, and you know, he'd filled in at centre-half, he'd filled in at left-back, and seemed to be a really useful asset. But it then came out that maybe he wanted to go home, you know, I don't know, homesickness or whatever it was. And once that became clear that that was going to happen, it's good that the club have moved quickly to address that straight away, and within a matter of, you know, 48 hours or whatever of it coming clear that Chima was going to go, they've got another left-back in, and they've got a good proven one. So yeah, you know, you've got to take your hat off to the board and the manager and on all those pulling the strings.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a big move, obviously, coming in the last hour or so. Big news for where Forest are concerned. Let's maybe stay on that transfers then. There has been a couple of exits. You just touched upon one then, but there's been another. Jakob's left. Pantilimon has left. So they've freed up those wages. Now that they have, and on those departures, A, what were you making of those? But B, could we see any more arrivals as we are now in just over 24 hours until the window closes?
I'd be surprised if there weren't any more. How many there are, I don't know. I mean, maybe one, if that's all they can get done. But in terms of Jakob and Pantilimon, like I say, I think that was purely a financial thing. They weren't playing. They weren't ever going to play. They were on big money, and they needed to be off the books for the sake of the club and for the sake of themselves. You know, they're both at an age, sort of 30, early 30s, where they need to be playing football. And it just made sense for all concerned. I mean, we do still have a big squad. We've got a lot of contracts up at the end of the season. But getting a few bodies out and clearing the wages is a good thing.
Yeah, clearing the wages, obviously. It just frees it up a little bit for Lamucci. Chris, we have to talk about the game on Tuesday night. Honestly, me and you spoke about it, so I was waiting for it anyway. We knew how big it was, but it just felt like everyone, even that Arno was talking about it on Tuesday, it was the game that everyone wanted to watch from the Championship. And we're talking about a Leeds side who are not in form, West Brom who are not in form, and they was involved in Tuesday action, but everyone wanted to know what was happening at Griffin Park between Brentford and Forest. And again, you made a massive statement coming up with the goods, 1-0, another clean sheet. You've got to be over the moon with that.
Definitely. I mean, I think it was just another punch in the face to the doubters, wasn't it? I mean, people are just continuously writing. And we've said it on this programme, haven't we, that it's sort of been sailing under the radar. And it felt like that again on Tuesday, that, you know, Brentford have become a bit of flavour of the month, haven't they, recently? A lot of people talking about, and fair play to them, what they've done and all that. But it felt like people were expecting us to go there and get rolled over. And there was a few comments on social media and that beforehand that, you know, sort of painting us out as being predictable in some way that that was a bad thing. You know, it was just another example of people underestimating us, that expecting that because we sort of sit back, don't see a lot of the ball, that in some way that's a bad thing and that's a fault for us to be picked at, when in fact it's our strength, and we've proven that all season. And Brentford go and have, you know, as much of the ball as they want, but one shot on target and they lose 1-0. You know, it's just another point proven of what we've been doing all season long.
Yeah, well, this is what I wanted to say, because before I do the Forest fan show, I get to speak to David Prutton, who obviously keen eye on Forest and what they're doing, and he's always keeping me up to date with the club, and he's on Love Sport Drive every day, every Thursday, 3 to 7. And I just said to him, I always mention this to the boys, and they must think I sound like a broken record, but why is it that still that a Forest side who have gone to Griffin Park, beaten Brentford, who everyone's raving about this season, haven't they got a great defence? They don't concede many goals. Don't they play good football? You've gone there, you won the game, and yet still people are going, not sure about Forest. Yeah, it's still like, you know, oh, it's, you know, it might not be sexy football, pretty football, but it's winning football, and that's ultimately what counts. I still feel like even after this, Chris, you're being written off, and no one's really taking note of it.
That's the point, isn't it? People are missing the point. People, like you say, it's winning football, and people don't seem to be able to appreciate that. They look at it and think, well, it's not massively attractive. They don't see a lot of the ball. They don't create an awful lot of chances. Therefore, the bottom must fall out of this at some point. The bubble will burst. But it hasn't. You know, we've gone on, we're in the mid, well, end of January, and we're even higher now. We're back up to third again. You know, a couple of points off the automatic. And still people seem to think that it's I don't know, luck, or, you know, I don't know, how we've got the people asking questions of how it's happened. But if you've watched Forest week in, week out, there's no magic formula to it. It's just hard work. Mm. Everyone doing their job. And at the end of the day, if you all work as a collective and you have a proper blueprint for success, you will enjoy it in the long run. And we are doing it.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, Chris, honestly. You may think I'm winding you up, but I get a little bit defensive. And even a couple of the Brentford fans, they phoned in on the afterwards. We do a reaction show on Love Sport when the game's in. And they were saying, oh, Nottingham Forest, even from the opening minutes, you know, the keeper was time-wasting. They just came down to do it. They was moaning quite a bit, saying that Nottingham Forest come down and were time-wasting. What do you make of that?
Well, what did they do about it? They had 90 minutes to come up with something. They come up with one shot on target. Mm. If they want to point fingers, they have point fingers at their own club. Yeah. They were all saying before that they knew exactly what Forest were going to do, and we did, and they still lost.
Yeah.
If you reckon you know the formula to beat us, why didn't they come up with it?
Yeah, it's an interesting... Chris, I completely agree. I just don't know why. It just feels like no one really wants to talk about Forest, and when they are, they want to be negative, but the stats don't lie. This is a team now that are only a couple points outside those automatic places. And maybe now that we're seeing it, because we always talk, don't we, you know, me, you and Lee and Sam, and we've said so far, this is the first season under Lamucci. We were working them out. We were getting a feel for it and seeing how the season played out. But is this now that we can say just the gritty, dogged performance, you know, the determination, the desire, just even to get it over the line, is it fair to say then that maybe that's the character and identity of a Lamucci side?
It's definitely what a Lamucci side has become. We've said before that when he came in last summer, people that had worked under him or played with him before seemed to think that he was going to try and bring ball-playing football to Forest. It was going to be free-flowing and attacking. And that hasn't been the case. So I don't know if that's him changing his ways or whether that's more the player sort of power that, you know, maybe the players deserve more credit than the manager, because the manager's come out plenty of times and said he expects more, he expects us to play better, which is all well and good. But that then says that the players are the ones that are digging in. The players are making life difficult for opponents, and they're the ones that are grinding out the results. Again, another clean sheet at Brentford. I mean, we sat back and restricted them, and you know, so many players in blue and black that night that were just immense and just let nothing pass them. And I think that's down to the players as much as it is the manager.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a few things that I still want to cover from the game. You spoke about the performance. How good was Lolly, though? Obviously, the goals against Luton, now the winner here tonight. And there has been a resurgence of his play of late.
He's that man, isn't he? He's the one that can do it. He's the one that has done it. He's the one that we look to without Carvalho and those sorts being involved. Silva sitting a little bit deeper, not sort of your normal number 10. Lolly's the one. He's the one with the magic touch. And on his day, he's as good as anyone in that league. And yeah, took a deflection, didn't it, on Tuesday night. But You've got to be there, you know, acres of space on the edge of the box. They were asking for trouble, and if you give Lolly that sort of time and space, he's going to make you pay.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can even hear it a little bit in your voice, Chris, you know, that little bit of friction when I mentioned at Brentford, say, you were time wasted. And that kind of carried over with the managers. There was a little bit of intensity, weren't there, at the end between Thomas Frank and Amici. What was all that about? Or just, you know, a bit of a storm in a teacup. It was a heated game, and that's just all part and parcel.
Yeah, exactly that, I think. I mean, we've had it before, haven't we? It happened at Huddersfield a few weeks ago.
And, yeah, we spoke about it.
And opposition managers, opposition players are going to get a bit knocked, aren't they, when their best-laid plans are torn to pieces in front of their eyes. You know, you'd feel the same if it was your team, if it was on the other foot. And it's great for Forest. If people want to... if we're pressing all these buttons of other teams and getting in their face and annoying them, that's brilliant. Long may it continue.
Well, where does this win leave you now then? Obviously, because we're talking about a Forest side that are winning. They beat Brentford, who are the favoured side. You know, everyone's going, oh, they're our dark horse. We think Brentford are going to be the one to emerge on West Brom and Leeds. Well, they lost to you. We're seeing Leeds. I know they come back against me. Well, they were 2-0 down. West Brom, it's 1-9. You're 2 points out. What does this mean, you know, Chris? Are we now talking about, you know, you're really in contention for those playoff places and it's pushed them down, it's brought you closer to them. What can we expect? Not getting carried away, but you're right in the hunt here.
Well, we're definitely right in the hunt, aren't we? I think that's how we've got to feel and that's the approach we've got to take. But there is no denying that February is going to be a huge month with games against Leeds, games against West Brom to come. By the time, you know, 4 weeks down the line, we might have a better idea of whether we're top two contenders or whether it is top six. Because there's just some massive, massive games. And if we can take positive results from them, then anything is possible. But were we to come unstuck in a couple of them, targets get realigned and you start thinking, right, we need to consolidate ourselves in this little block of the playoffs and not drop out of that.
Just as we get to that business end of the season, it's getting so tight and I absolutely love it. You can just feel the tension. Chris, really good to talk to you as it always is. And obviously, Forest news just happening before we even come on air. What are you making of that Forest news? And there was another sign, and we're going to be talking all about that. And Lee Clark is joining us to tell us more and obviously look to the games because it is Birmingham away next.
Love Sport.
I'm delighted to say Lee Clark joins us now. Not only Chris's partner in crime, I'm hoping to join that trio. I want to be part of that gang. Maybe we can turn the Three Musketeers into four. But remember, there is still time to have your say this evening. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. Lee, always good to get you on. Before we talk about the Brentford game and how big that was, there's been a few signings. I only mentioned one. There's been another one because Nottingham Forest have signed striker Nuno Da Costa from French League One side Strasbourg. We're not quite sure of the fee yet, but they have been active, haven't they, in the past 24 hours or so?
Yeah, they have. It looks like, as typically is the case with the January transfer window, everything kind of comes to a head at the very last minute. So there's no problem in that. It's just the nature of the beast with the January window. We've added Nuno Da Costa, and in the last couple of minutes, we've just confirmed that Tyler Walker's actually been recalled from Lincoln.
Oh, wow. It's really all coming together in the last couple of hours.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know if... I think the Walker situation perhaps suggests that we won't add another striker for certain tomorrow. That leaves us with three now, with Graben, Walker and Da Costa. So I'd be very surprised if we did anything sort of truly shocking on the striker front tomorrow.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Well, you have signed a striker and obviously now Bong's joined as well. Is this, you think, now business done? You can't see any more incomings, any more arrivals?
I don't think it will be, actually. I think maybe one more. I don't know why. I've just got a feeling that...
Sneaky feeling.
Maybe one, yeah, just sneaky feeling. I think one or two might actually go out. I wouldn't be surprised if there was a couple of, not shock departures, but kind of, I've seen this evening that Albert Odoma could actually leave. So, I mean, if he was to go out on loan, that would free up a space for us to maybe, I don't know, I've just got a feeling with tomorrow at some point it'll emerge that Forest have perhaps bid for another forward player somewhere.
It's interesting because they have trimmed the squad somewhat, you know, maybe freeing up a couple of the wages, freeing up a couple of funds, you know, Jakub Pantilimon. Now you're maybe seeing that one or two more could go. So maybe they do have someone in mind, just freeing that space up and the funds up. I feel like, Lee, maybe potentially you've got a name in mind on your lips. Who could it be? Or you don't know, a left field signing for you?
Yeah, do you know what? It wouldn't surprise me if we can get Adoma out of the door. It actually wouldn't surprise me if we rivaled West Brom for Grosicki from Hull.
Okay, yeah.
Our recruitment team were big fans of him in the summer, but they were reluctant to part with £4 million for a player that was out of contract in 12 months' time. So I've just got a sneaky feeling that if that one doesn't get done early doors, it might suggest that he might actually be waiting for Forest to show their hand instead.
Oh, it is interesting. I do love it. Lee's going to make for a cracking show next week. We just don't know who's being added. It looks like, obviously, Naki Wells. I know Forest maybe were interested, but it's seemingly now Bristol City might get that over the line. Maybe one that got away from Forest. Just on that Brentford game, it was a win. Brentford fans were, I don't want to say bitter, but a little bit... Not the greatest of losers, Sam Forrest, with time wasting, but forget all that for a minute. A, how big of a statement was this win, and why still? I know, Lee, I can't get over it. No one wants to talk about Forrest. I mean, I actually read on one bit of social media from Brentford saying, oh, but still, if Brentford went up, we'd definitely survive the football way Forrest play like that. They're going to go straight back down. And I was like, it's one game. They're already writing you off to come back down. We're not even back there yet.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to. I think you're right that some of the things that Brentford fans, it was like it was a massive rivalry or something. But I just think, in context of that, and
it's how much it meant to them, this game, how big that game was.
I think they saw it was a massive game, and not only that, but I think in terms of a Forest perspective, that's probably our best win of the season, just because building up to the game, nobody had given us any credit. Everyone was talking about how good Brentford were. I mean, I turned into another well-known radio station that focuses on sport before the game. basically, the guy who was covering the game for them, he spent 10 minutes previewing the match, and you'd have thought Brentford were playing on their own, because he didn't actually, considering we went into the game actually higher than Brentford in the league, everything was all about Brentford could even win the league, he actually said at one point. And I'm thinking, hold on a minute, there's two teams playing tonight. One of them, the visitors, are actually higher than Brentford. So it was actually nice to not just ram his words down his throat, but also some of the Brentford fans who seemingly thought they just had to turn up to roll us over.
Well, that's why you got to come onto the Forest Fan Show on Love Sport Radio. We get the Forest view out. But to go along with what you're saying, and even the Brentford fans there, it was a massive game from that outside perspective, because, you know, you've got two teams in the playoffs, and this is going to make, you know, you're going to push one further down and stay there and make your rivals drop points. It is a big one. But what I really want to take away from it, Lee, is just how good the away form is for Forest at the minute. It's unbelievable. I think, please correct me if I'm wrong, but on away form, I think Forest may be top if the table in the Championship was just based on away form. And I know earlier in the season, I think I said to you, if you had a Christmas wish and we said, I'll score a few more goals or make this City Ground more of a fortress, we've got to be better at home. But this away form, now, you know, Brentford, we know how good they've been, and last season at Griffin Park and whatever, but it's just going from strength to strength, isn't it?
Yeah, the away form's been brilliant. 27 points away we've got now.
It's unbelievable.
So we are top of the away form table, but it's a nice feeling, because over the years we've typically been a good home team but struggled on the road, and this time it's almost like the roles have reversed a little bit. It's not a bad thing. We're not doing particularly bad.
Makes
at home
for a nice day, yeah.
Yeah, of course it does. I mean, it's great to be away following, and I think that's showing with the ticket sales as well. You can always tell when you're doing well away, because they only typically put one or two adverts on the website saying there's this many tickets left, and then the next ones it's sold out, and that's been the case everywhere we've travelled this season. That's why we're third in the league at the end of the day. People can, I mean, if you want to be a Brentford fan and call us master of the dark arts and things like that, the fundamental bottom line is that we're where we are because we've got 27 points on the road. No one else has got that many, and for that I think we deserve some credit.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's another away game, so we're hoping that will continue. It is Birmingham. Weirdly, Lee, I just done the Birmingham fan show, and they said that the last couple of times Forest have been down to Birmingham, Birmingham have got the better of them. They feel like maybe there's something in that. Well, they're hoping for that. They're holding on to it. Maybe got Forest's number. But this is a new Forest. This is Lamucci's Forest, so it doesn't always work like that. What are you expecting of the contest on the weekend?
Well, I think it's Birmingham fans are right to say that. We don't typically travel well there.
Yeah, but this is top of the table, Forest, on away from
it. And I think, like I've just said, this is 27 points away from home, Forest. It's a completely different team. One thing that the Birmingham fan probably didn't mention is that we have got Joe Lolley in our team, who absolutely loves scoring against Birmingham.
Funnily enough, that wasn't heard. Or that was went missing.
No, he didn't. The lifelong Aston Villa fan absolutely loves that. And he doesn't like scoring against them. He loves scoring in front of their fans, typically. So they'll be hoping that he doesn't get that
chance
this weekend. But he is on form. He's back in form. So it's going to be, in terms of the game itself, I think it's going to be an interesting one, because Birmingham will probably give us more of the ball than we'd actually like to see. Brentford kind of play this nice, pretty football, but that what they probably didn't realise the other night is that that plays into our hands. We're happy to soak the pressure up and then hit the teams on the counter. I think Birmingham will be a little bit more savvy. They'll kind of try and play the same way as us, which will mean us dictating the tempo. And when that has been the case this season, we have sometimes struggled.
Yeah, and for a score prediction then, I know they've got the better of it of late, but it is different. You've got Lolley, 27 points on away form. What is your prediction?
Do you know what? I'm a bit of a believer in psychology. Last week, I predicted a draw for the Brentford game and we went and won. So on that basis, let's say it's going to be 1-1.
And hopefully we'll be talking about another victory and another 3 points. Just quickly, Lee, we get to speak to you every week. We judge the season in tiers. You know, we're looking at the beginning, middle of end and just about staying in that playoff race and the top six, and nice to get back in the playoffs and Lamucci's first full season. We had that little blip and we wasn't quite sure. Then they needed to get back into it. We had the 9 million games we've read in it felt like. And now we're at a stage, you've just beat Brentford. This is how quickly it can turn. Leeds and West Brom are having a blip of their own. And we're mentioning it with Chris, that now you're in that hunt for automatics. We don't want to get too high because then, you know, a big fall maybe around the corner. But what is the realistic aim and now the expectation still for the end of the season, or are you just keeping the feet firmly on the ground?
Yeah, it's a bit cliche, but to me, that is exactly what I'm doing. As far as I'm concerned, there's 17 games left. If you'd have said to me with 17 games left, we'll be third in the league, 4 points off the top, people are called you stupid. They just said, no chance, it's not going to happen. For me, it is literally just about taking it one game at a time and seeing where we finish up. It's just nice that the whole city is actually talking about Forest being a decent team, having some decent players, and playing, although a Brentford fan wouldn't think it was decent football, we're not actually playing that bad. We're finding a way to get results and win games of football, and Forest fans are loving it, because, quite frankly, in recent years, we've just not, you know, being in this position. So one game at a time, keep ticking them off and let's see where we finish.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Lee, well, we're loving it. That's why we're doing the fan show. Well, we'll love it either way. Even if it wasn't going well, we still want to hear your views every week. We appreciate you and Chris and Sam, what you do at Nottingham Forest News, and for coming on. But please make sure you check them out for extra Forest content. All their articles, so much content for you. Transfers, game reaction, ratings, everything. Well, this has been the Forest Fan Show with me, Charlie Hawkins, and Nottingham Forest News. As it always is, every Thursday, 9 to 9:30. Make sure you tune in and you get involved. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. We will see you at the same time next week with maybe another away win, and who knows, maybe another transfer.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.